The Gospels According to Love, audio, Mark chapter 8. Jesus tells of crucifixion. In those days the multitude became very great, having nothing to eat. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away fasting to their own homes, they will faint on the way. Many of them came from afar. Jesus' disciples answered him, From where can a person satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness? Jesus asked them, How many loaves do you have? They replied, 7. Jesus commanded the people to sit down on the ground. He took then the 7 loaves and gave thanks and broke the bread. He gave this to his disciples to set before the people, and so they did. They also had a few small fish. Jesus blessed these, and he commanded them to set these also before the people. Everyone did eat. They ate their fill, and afterward, taken up the broken meat that was left, were 7 baskets filled. Those who had eaten numbered about 4,000. Jesus then sent them away. Straight away, Jesus entered into a ship with his disciples. They came into parts of Dalmanutha, and the Pharisees came forth. They began to question Jesus, seeking of him a sign from heaven. They tempted him. Jesus sighed deeply in his heart. Why does this generation seek after a sign? I say to you, there shall be no sign given to this generation. Jesus left them, entering into a ship and again departing to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take the bread. Neither had they in the ship with them more than 1 loaf. Jesus said, Take heed. Beware of the bread of the Pharisees and also the bread of Herod. The disciples reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have no bread. Jesus, having knowledge of this, said to them, Why do you reason because you have no bread? Perceive you not, neither understand? Have your hearts become hardened? Having eyes, see you not? Having ears, hear you not? Do you not remember when I broke 5 loaves among 5,000? How many baskets of fragments did you pick up? They replied to Jesus, 12. Jesus asked, When there were 7 loaves among 4,000, how many baskets of fragments were collected? Jesus answered, They answered, 7. How is it you do not understand? Jesus asked. Jesus came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand, and he led him out of the town. Then Jesus spat on the man's eyes and put his hands upon him. Jesus asked him if he could see anything. The man looked up, saying, I see people as trees walking. Then Jesus put his hands upon the man's head again and made him look up. He became restored and saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him away to his house, saying, Neither go into town nor tell this to anyone in the town. Jesus went out with his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. On the way, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They answered, "John the Baptist, some say Elias, others say one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ." Jesus charged them that they should tell no one of him. Jesus began to teach them, saying, "The Son of Love must suffer many things, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and scribes, be killed, and in the 3 days rise again." Jesus spoke that saying openly, and Peter took Jesus and began to rebuke him. When Jesus had turned about and looked upon his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, "Get you behind me, hate, for you savor not the things of love, but the things that be of men." When Jesus called the people to him with his disciples also, he said to them, "Whosoever will come after me, let them deny themselves, take up their cross and follow me. For whosoever will save their life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose their life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall live. The same shall save their life. What shall it profit one if they shall gain the whole world and lose their soul? Whosoever therefore is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them also shall the Son of Love be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his love with the holy angels."